The storm system that brought widespread precipitation across parts of the Midwest overnight last night will wind down today. We'll expect to see additional moisture occurring across the northern and easternmost parts of the region. This will include most of the Great Lakes region, the uppermost Mississippi River Basin area, and most areas from eastern portions of Indiana and eastern sections of Kentucky into Ohio. Most of these areas will see enough precipitation to further saturate the topsoil after some significant rains fell overnight. Rain totals yesterday ranged from 1 to 2 inches from northern Missouri into portions of southwestern Wisconsin, and also from portions of southeastern Missouri and the northern parts of the U.S. Delta through western and central Kentucky to portions of southern Indiana and southwestern Ohio. Many other areas reported amounts running from a quarter of an inch upwards to around 85 hundredths of an inch. A few greater amounts were also noted. The only dry weather occurred yesterday across the region from Kansas into parts of the eastern Dakotas and also in portions of western Minnesota. Well, the forecast today is going to allow for the storm system to wind down across the region, and we'll expect to see additional moisture totals to stay mostly light across the region. I would be surprised to see much more than maybe amounts running upwards to 5/10 of an inch for a big part of the region. Now, the exception to that may be in a few locations across the Great Lakes region, maybe areas in northeastern parts of Michigan, and also in northern and eastern Ohio, where we could see 3/4 of an inch to 1 inch of moisture. But the system will wind down rather quickly through the day today. The southwestern part of the Corn Belt will already be dry today. We'll look for dry conditions to occur across most of the Midwest tomorrow. High pressure will be in control. The temperatures might be a little bit cooler across the region. But as we get out into the day on Friday, increased cloudiness and a good chance for some rain will return to the western Corn Belt. Areas from parts of southern Minnesota back to Kansas and Missouri will experience some rain on Friday, and as we get into Saturday and Sunday, the precipitation will work its way through the remainder of the Midwest. That system will be followed by yet another disturbance that will occur during the middle to latter part of next week, most likely late Wednesday, Thursday, and early Friday. And all three of these storm systems will leave behind a legacy of precipitation that will have the ground a lot wetter than it has been. In fact, saturated conditions are likely in many areas across the Midwest. Field work is going to be occurring very briefly between the rain systems, but I don't think we're going to end up seeing prolonged delays because the ground was quite dry before these rain events came along. And as long as that was the case, I think we'll see the ground firm up fairly quickly as long as we can keep temperatures warmer biased as they are advertised to be as we get out into the weekend and next week. Now, it will be a little bit milder across the region here for the next couple of days. Today, we'll see temperatures contrast from the 40s in the northwestern Corn Belt to readings that will be mostly in the 60s across the southern and easternmost parts of the region. Tomorrow, highs will be mostly 40s and 50s with a few 60-degree readings near the Ohio River. And as we get out into Friday and Saturday, highs will be warming from 40s and 50s in the north and 50s and 60s in the south to readings that will be mostly in the 60s, perhaps even some lower 70s. Get out towards Sunday, that's when the warmest weather will be around. Another cool front will begin to work across the region during the middle to latter part of next week. Our low temperatures at night are expected to stay mostly in a seasonable range, but will be rather chilly across parts of the region tonight and tomorrow night with readings in the 30s and 40s. There will be some harder freezes out in parts of the plains and the western fringes of the Corn Belt as we get into tomorrow morning. Outside of that, though, it should stay relatively favorable for temperatures across the region as we move through the following week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.